You know, it's genuinely exciting to see Aave officially step up and adopt Chainlink's cross-chain interoperability protocol as its default engine for all cross-chain activity. It's a huge strategic shift, and honestly, it feels like a real turning point for solving those stubborn interoperability headaches in DeFi.
It certainly is a significant move. The decision really boils down to three core objectives: significantly enhancing security, eliminating liquidity fragmentation, and finally standardizing developer tooling across the board.
And we really need that security boost. Just look at the past. Cross-chain bridges have historically been the Wild West of crypto. Centralized validators and weak verification mechanisms have led to hundreds of millions in exploits. It's been a real drain on trust.
That's exactly why this matters. CCIP directly addresses those vulnerabilities by leaning on Chainlink's decentralized Oracle network. It verifies transactions, relays data, and executes cross-chain actions using robust cryptographic proofs and multi-chain data feeds.
For a lending protocol holding billions in user deposits, that kind of architecture is a dream come true. It finally delivers the institutional-grade security, guarantees that those legacy bridge models just couldn't provide.
Absolutely. But beyond just locking down security, CCIP directly tackles that persistent issue of liquidity fragmentation.
Right. Instead of forcing users to manually shuffle assets through a maze of third-party bridges, Aave can now automate those transfers. It intelligently allocates capital across networks and rebalances liquidity pools in real time. It's just so much smoother for everyone.
And that dynamic routing has tangible benefits. It minimizes idle assets, stabilizes borrowing rates, and ensures much more consistent pricing across Aave's multi-chain markets.
Plus, it's going to make life so much easier for developers. The integration really streamlines the whole development process.
Precisely. By standardizing on a single, battle-tested cross-chain interface, Aave drastically reduces integration complexity for third-party builders. It lowers development costs and finally removes the need for those fragmented, proprietary bridge solutions.
You can feel the shift in the air. This move really signals a broader maturation in DeFi infrastructure. It's wonderful to see the space growing up.
It is. Rather than competing with isolated, chain-specific tools, leading protocols are finally converging on unified messaging layers capable of handling both data and assets seamlessly.
Aave's adoption of CCIP sets a fantastic practical benchmark for the industry. It really shows that reliability and decentralized verification have to take precedence over just chasing the next shiny novelty.
Well said. For users, developers, and investors alike, this shift delivers a safer, more efficient cross-chain experience. It reduces transaction failure rates and lays a cohesive, reliable foundation for DeFi's next phase of global expansion.